Welcome and thank you for standing by for the Tivoli America Pipeline Building Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I'd like to turn the call over to Mr. Steve Winsor. Sir, you may begin.
Thanks, Christina. And welcome everybody to this week's America's Pipeline Building Call entitled Creating Value When Replacing ASG TMON, BMC Mainview, and CA Sisvi with OmegaMon. As Christina said, I'm Steve Winsor. I'm the North American Sales Leader for Tivoli Automation. Before we begin, there's a little bit of housekeeping that we need to do. I understand that the business partner world is having difficulty trying to get download the presentation. So if you are a business partner and you would like to get a copy of this presentation, please email Sarah Molnar at S-M-O-L-N-A-R at us.ibm.com. Again, S-M-O-L-N-A-R at us.ibm.com. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. The reason we selected this call was because we wanted to, I guess as most of you who are Z-sellers know, ASG's been attacking our customer base. We wanted to bring a new strategy to light, kind of tell you how to leverage some different products and how to get things started. So if you can open the presentation and turn to slide 2, where the agenda is, we'll start there. So let's talk about what we're going to cover. We're going to cover the customer's challenges, leveraging IBM products, you know, other IBM products to sell OmegaMon as part of the service management strategy. We're going to tell you what ASG, CA, and BMC are saying and doing, and then we're going to tell you how to sell against them, right? We're going to talk about handling potential objections while improving your credibility. Then we're going to talk about qualifying questions, give you a call to action, and then how to get help with a replacement strategy, and then finally we're going to open it up to questions and answers. And at that time, we have two people that I'm sure you're very familiar with on the call. We have Terry Sokin, who's our Director of Development for OmegaMon, and we also, joining us in a few minutes, is going to be Susan Rice from our competitive team. So we should have the people here that can answer any questions that you have. Moving on to slide number 3. So what are the customer's challenges? Well, basically what we hear are the following. How can we reduce our IT budget without impacting the availability of our strategic applications? How can we exploit integration to drive efficiencies and reduce costs? And how can we reach our reduced staffing goals and still maintain high availability? Although there are financial pressures, there are certainly budget issues and things like that, one thing that did not say is, I'm willing to reduce my availability to reduce my costs. Really what they're saying is, I want to drive efficiencies out of my system. And you're going to see how the IBM service management strategy along with OmegaMon can help do that. Let's go on to slide number 4. The slide number 4, I did 4 customer calls, actually OmegaMon customer calls a couple of weeks ago in Canada. And 2 of them really stood out as things that the customer told me. And I want to tell you about each one of them because I think it's relevant to our story going forward. The first was a very small insurance company. We got in there, and the customer kept telling us, beating us up on price. They said, you know what, ASG is in here. They are telling us that they're cheaper than you guys. You know what, we're kind of leaning in that direction. So what I kind of did was I drew a little whiteboard for them, and I said, you know, here's the mainframe, and then I drew the event management and TBSM on top and all that kind of stuff and ITM and found out what they had over there. And basically what the guy told me is this. He said, you know, your reps come in here, and you only talk about the benefits of the product that they sell. They don't know anything about how the product integrates with other products. Now, at this point, I want to be fair with you because I'm telling the Tivoli service management story. The guy who made that note was talking about OmegaMon for DB2 integration with the other OmegaMon tools, or excuse me, the other DB2 tools that IBM has. And I'll basically throw myself on the floor and say, you know what, I was the first one who didn't know that. And that's a to-do for me. That's something that I need to go out and expand on, given that the customer says that's important. But I think the note here to say is all of us can, you know, kind of learn more about our trade and how things integrate and tell the whole story and stop just telling your part of the story because that's all you get credit on. The next one was a large financial institution. This was actually the first call we went on. And again, what happened was the customer had, they were talking about ASG was putting financial pressure on them. And actually, all 4 calls were ASG putting financial pressure on them to convert out. And what the guy did was we started talking about what they had. In this case, they had all the Omegamons, or most of the Omegamons. They had ITM. They had NetCool Omnibus. They had C.A. Wiley. But what they had done was we had lost the TATM and we had lost the CMDB battle. And the reason that they quoted us was because they said their product was easier to use. And then I said, well, what about the Z part of that? And the guy said, well, this was his quote, had I known the value of the integration at the time we made our decision, I would have recommended a single vendor solution, meaning they recognized they made a mistake by going with HP. So now, of course, what we've walked out of the first opportunity, we walked in expecting to try to just save Omegamon. We walked out with a data pump and an omnibus opportunity. In the second one, we walked out with a TATM end-to-end and a CMDB possibility. So just to let you know, if you just listen to your customers, they'll tell you what the issues are. So let's go on to slide 5. Slide 5, what I want to do is, when we're talking about Omegamon, you need to bring up the following. Obviously the portal, IBM Tivoli Monitoring, the CAM product suite, Omnibus, Data Pump, TATM, CMDB, System Automation, TBSM. And what we're going to do is spend the next couple of minutes talking about how they all fit into the service management strategy and how you can leverage Omegamon as part of that strategy. All right? So go on to slide number 6, the Tivoli Enterprise Portal. So what does the Tivoli Enterprise Portal do? Well, first of all, it gives you a common look and feel across all the IBM systems management products, right? It gives you a faster learning curve for Omegamon, so the customers that don't have having an aging workforce and need to get people up and, to speed quicker and faster, they get that PC, interface, point-and-click type of thing, all right? As well as it gives you the ability to dynamically link workspaces to give you a customized, kind of more productive workspace, right? And that's key, because what these customers are telling me when I'm out there talking to them is the following. They're saying, you know what? Our DBAs are getting calls all night long from the operators. And they said if it was once a week, that would be bad enough. But this one guy told me, he said 3 to 4 calls at 3 a.m. in the morning is typically what he gets from the DBAs. And what he said they need to do is they need to be able to give a more downstream message, something to give them a customizable workspace that they can be able to determine, I know what's going on. I don't have to call the DBA. And that's one of the things that they wanted to do. And the reason that they're interested in the portal was because that the operations staff, who are the new people coming in, that's a training ground for most IT organizations, they don't know 3270 command line interfaces. So this gives them the point and click, easy, familiar drop down. Going on to slide number 7. So what's the value to the service management strategy of the portal? Basically, it's the common look and feel, right? And it's the reduced learning curve for ZOS users, and it's customizable workstations. Now, that's a simplification of what the product can do. But, again, that's the major things in our service management dealing with Omegamon that we want to point out here. So if you're talking to an Omegamon shop, to a potential ASG, BMC, you want to call these things out. And we'll tell you who you're going to call them out to, because it's not the DBAs. Moving on to slide number 8, Tivoli Monitoring. So what does Tivoli Monitoring do? Distributed performance management for operating systems, databases, virtual servers, et cetera, right? So customers are starting to merge. I'm sure if you're out there talking to customers, you'll see that they're starting to merge their performance groups, their storage groups together. Why are they doing that? They're doing that because there's a lot of pressure on them financially not to merge these groups and get rid of the pillars, but more to drive efficiencies. And then more importantly is, when it comes down to it, if I have to cut 10% of my workforce, if I merge these forces together and I give them a common look and feel across all platforms for that discipline, I now might be able to take one or two people out of that equation. So, that's the reason that most of the customers are doing that. And as we pointed out, TEP is a key enabler there, right? It's enabling that common look and feel, that easy to get up on the 3270 screens, right? And the other thing wanted you to keep in mind is most mainframe applications cross platforms. Not all of them, but most of them do. So what ITM does is ITM, if you use them together, what ITM and Omegamon together can give you is more of an informed decision on what's happening where. And we'll get into it show you an example of a Webster application that goes from mainframe to distributed and tell you how each one of these fits in, so you can tell the whole story and see it visually. But what I wanted to do was point out that everything has its place. And if you have a customer who has ITM and they've got ASG for instead of Omegamon, they have the TMON products, that's a leverage point for you. And we'll show you how to leverage it going forward. Now, obviously, one of the leverage points is in our last bullet there is having the ability to correlate the Omegamon events in Omnibus for improved downstream alert management. All right? And in all four of the instances that we were talking in a matter of 2 days, all four of those Omegamon customers, every single one of them said, I need my end users need the ability to see those events in a correlated fashion. So just because you don't sell NetCool Omnibus or ITM doesn't mean that it should be part of your solution when you're talking to somebody, because we can, you know, we've got the holistic approach that our competitors do not. So moving on to slide 9, what's the value that ITM provides? Well, basically what it does is it provides the performance data and visibility into distributed operating systems, databases, etc. So let's move on to number 10, and this is the graphical illustration that we're going to use throughout the rest of the presentation. This is a WebSphere application that runs on a Unix server, has a DB2 database on the back end of it or side of it, and then what happens is if you look, we're just going to draw a straight line. It goes through some routers, firewall, and it has a mainframe back end to it. In this case, it runs on KIX. So if you look at that line, if you just have ITM and you're just looking in your pillar, what's going to highlight is it's going to highlight those where those circles are. It's going to show the availability of the servers and the drill down for the databases and things like and the operating systems and things like that. But it's not going to give you that mainframe interface. Nor is your mainframe Omegamons going to tell you without CAM and ITM or whatever what's happening on the WebSphere distributed side. So what we're doing is I want you to be looking at this for, as we build this picture, what I'd like you to do is continue to think about how this evolves over time. So go on to slide 11. Now we're into the composite application management suite, right? And what does it provide? It provides, and I'm not getting down into the details, but it gives you the transaction tracking. It gives you the performance management for WAS on Z, WAS distributed, WebLogic, J2E, SOA, MQ series, and of course, ITM is a foundation piece to a lot of the CAM products, right? So what's the value to the IBM service management strategy? It provides application availability, end user response time, and transaction response time. So let's page down to slide number 12 and take a look at what circles in green there. Now where you used to see the servers and the databases being monitored, now you're seeing the end user experience by the man down there, the end user. And, of course, now you see your WAS and SAP applications and things like that. Well, now we're starting to monitor those. So now we've got the network covered actually is by Provisio, which I didn't talk about, which is not included in this presentation. But we're now getting the servers and the database and the applications covered, and, of course, we have the network components as well. Let's move to slide 13, Omnibus. Omnibus enables you to identify and resolve the most critical problems with automated event correlation, isolation, and resolution capabilities. And this includes network, server, database, and mainframe. All right, and that's key. Remember mainframe, because the mainframe alerts are coming from Omegamon. It's coming from ZOS Kix, IMS. It's coming from, and we'll get into those in a minute, from the database sources or data pump sources. But the mainframe alerts are coming directly from Omegamon. And every single one of those Omegamon customers were interested in correlating the alerts, mainframe and distributed together. All right? So keep that in mind. That's another key point when you're out there talking strategy. And Omnibus, nobody else has our solution. You know, nobody's got that end-to-end solution like we've got. So I urge you strongly to leverage the whole solution. So what's the value here? Of course, what's the value of Omnibus to the service management strategy? It ensures the right alerts are passed downstream by pinpointing the source of the problem. So let's take a look at how that works. Going to slide number 14. You have an application. Now, in this case, we're saying that a KIX region goes down. Omegamon's going to know that KIX region went down. But what's going to happen is WebSphere is going to throw an alert because it can't get the data it needs, right? And what happens is you start to get a flurry of messages. And everybody says, I'm failed. I can't get a response time. So response time goes down. You're going to get things from IT CAM coming in saying my end user response time isn't working, and it's just a flood of messages. Well, if you go down to slide 15, what happens is Omnibus looks at all of those and determines that the real event that needs to be passed downstream to the operators is the KIX event. That's the one that's causing all these problems. So that's, in a nutshell, what it does. And again, it's an oversimplification. I understand that. But we're trying to keep it simple so that you can go out and tell your customers the whole story. Let's go on to slide number 16. The data pump. The event pump. The event pump, what it does is it collects mainframe alerts and sends the status of those alerts to Omnibus and TBSM. Now let's talk about status. Status, there could be 10 or 12 KIX regions. If you're in a KIXplex and you have the ability to work to push workload anywhere in any of those KIX regions, if one of them goes down, it might be and it's not a red alert, it might be a yellow alert, because I really need to bring that up because I need all 12 of them functioning to really hit my peak time, right, performance requirements. So what happens is it has the ability to go out and say, okay, the event is KIX went down, and it sends a yellow alert over to the event management to correlate. It says it's serious, but it's not that serious. All right, so that's kind of some of the things that the event pump picks up. And it picks up OmegaMon alerts as well as from ZOS KIX, IMS, DB2, OpsMVS, and System Automation. I didn't put System Automation on there. So what's the value of the event pump to the service management strategy? It gives you mainframe event status at the service layer, right? And if you think about this, if you've got applications that go end-to-end, which most companies do, it gives you the ability to look at that. The events putting them into Omnibus gives you the ability to look at that collectively, all right, which most customers do. And again, I'm going to say this, you're not going to sell this to a DBA, to a KIX DBA or a DB2 DBA, because they're too low in the food chain. They only care about what they do. They don't care about anything else. So let's move on to slide number 17. And all circles, this is the KIX, the OmegaMon for KIX, the OmegaMon for DB2, network management, all the storage, all that's there. So now what you can see is it's a OmegaMon and the data pump and everything is a key part of this end-to-end management, but it's only a piece of it. So if you're only out there talking about, if you're going up against ASG and you're not talking about, well, hey, do you have any composite applications? And how about the ability to do event correlation and show all that collectively through TBSM, WebSphere, whatever? Let's just make sure. Okay, I can take that later. Sorry, my mother's having an operation, so I want to check that. But anyway, so the situation is it gives you the ability to do that end-to-end. So let's move on to slide number 18. Slide number 18, we're going to talk about TATM, okay? And what does TATM do? TATM does topology discovery that provides visibility into what the client has, how it is configured, and how it is changing over time. And the one thing that I want to call out here is it's distributed and ZOS, all right? We got customers, we were out, was with Derek Hayes, and we were out talking to Boeing, and Boeing's like, you know what? I need topology discovery on ZOS because we've had people working on ZOS for so long, we have no idea how things are connected together, right? But most often, the TATM distributed product is the only thing that is sold out there, and it's not sold end-to-end, all right? So in one of our customer examples that we were talking about, where I was talking to them about, there's actually the quote that came from the guy who had implemented HP, and then he got to a point, he says, you know what, I should have had that ZOS discovery. I should have had the integration with NetCool. I should have had the integration with whatever. This is where he started to stumble, all right? He realized he made a mistake. So the TATM topology is captured and put into our CMDB, right? And then the change component of the CMDB is real important, and we'll talk about it in a minute. But what happens, what's the value of TATM to the service management strategy and to OmegaMon and to TBSM? Ultimately, what it does is it provides current and continuous discovery to keep the dependency views up to date. All right? And let's go on to slide number 19. Slide number 19 shows a server, server A, being swapped out with server B. Again, going back to our OmegaMon calls that we had a couple of weeks ago, this customer said, yeah, they said, I looked at that TBSM product a long, long time ago, and it didn't do this. So you need to be able to understand that the topology discovery and rediscovery and keeping it up to date is very key to service management, all right? And then, of course, I wanted to call out TATM for ZOS actually gives you the ability to discover all the mainframe stuff like our Boeing situation is, and I apologize for this again. Get rid of that. Okay. So moving on to slide number 20. This is one of my favorite slides. If you have ever walked into a data center and seen the topology discovery stuff, right? Somebody typically prints out a map, and a map says It has all these little lines to it with all these resources. Now, here is an oversimplification. Nobody's going to have a topology drawn to that level of detail that they're going to sit there and look at how, you know, an impact changes the organization. But what I think it really does is it brings out the fact that companies recognize the need to have a topology discovery. And what they do is they need to have the ability to keep that information current. And the minute that they print those topologies that they do, what happens is they become obsolete. A change happens, the change is not captured, and they have to do all this manually. So that's what this slide illustrates. Slide number 21, the CMDB. So what does our CCMDB do? It discovers, synchronizes, reconciles, maps, and stores detailed information about the CIs and the customer's environment and their interrelationships, right? And change is the key component here. Now, let me give you an example of a mainframe change. On the mainframe side, we're kind of accustomed to having pretty good situations here. You know, it's solid. We document everything through SCLM or ChangeMan or Endeavor or one of those. So it's like, yeah, cool. So what's the value to a CMDB to a mainframe user? Well, what happens is this. Think about this. If I'm a programmer and my goal is to go in and, or my task is to go in and update, we're putting a new payroll system in, and now I got to reference the change from payroll 1 to payroll 2. But what happens is I accidentally made it payroll 3, finger slip, right? The mainframe change system says Steve Windsor went in and changed the application to now point to a payroll 2. But in actuality, I had typed it and put in payroll 3. Change system isn't going to correct that on the mainframe side. A CMDB actually checks the information and reconciles the actual to the desired. And that's a key thing. So keep that in mind that the CMDB is important to the mainframe group too. So obviously, what's the value to service management strategy? It keeps the relationships up to date in the CMDB, right? And also and provides the change component. All right? So now let's go to slide 22. Slide 22 shows, and just like I did for the mainframe side, shows that a change was made to Oracle database. The Oracle database is down, or actually an application is down because the Oracle is actually throwing the wrong information or whatever. So what happened is the CMDB, or CCMDB, identifies that an improper change caused that outage. All right, that's not something that's going to get picked up from a performance monitor. So again, it's part of that whole service management story when you're trying to replace TMON or any of the other monitors. Okay, slide number 23, system automation for ZOS. Now we're getting back to the mainframe side, and we're going to talk about how a couple of mainframe tools can leverage, OmegaMon can leverage a couple of mainframe tools. So we've got system automation. What does it do? It provides mainframe high availability for critical business applications through policy-based self-healing. All right. One of the things we want to call out with the integration with OmegaMon is if you are going up against BMC, BMC goes to market as having a performance automation tool. They say MainView and AutoOperator. You need to have system automation and OmegaMon to compete with that solution, and our automation tool will blow theirs away, right? Then you get into other areas like, what about GDPS? What about this? What about SCON, FICON management? What about Rex versus policy and the amount that you save there as far as maintenance going forward? You know, so we can have those type of discussions, but you've got to have the ability to understand that mainframe automation and mainframe performance go hand in hand out there. All right? So what's the value to service management for system automation? It provides automation alerts are shown in application views, and there's no reason to act to the situation until the automation fails. Now let's look at situation there. We've got OmegaMon for Kix has identified a problem in that a Kix region has gone down, whatever. So what happens is system automation is going to restart that, because if you think about this, one of the things that you do, if a system goes down, the first thing in a production environment, the first thing you try to do is make it highly available is pull it back up, right, bring it back up. So what system automation is going to do, it's going to do that every time. So it's going to say, OmegaMon says problem. System automation intercepts that problem, says bring it back up, restart the Kix region, right? Well, what happens is that alert status, the automation in progress, then gets sent through the data pump to the Omnibus, and then up to TBSM, and it says, whoa, whoa, guys, we don't have to see that where that red circle is. That red circle now turns purple. Purple might mean automation in progress, so there's an icon that'll go there. And then what happens is we really don't have to look at that resource because automation is doing what it's supposed to do, which is recovering that. And then what it does is it turns green again, or if in the event that automation couldn't restart the Kix region, then it would turn red. The automation turns red, and then you really got to go after that. So let me give you a live example of how this works. A lot of times customers, you just ask your customer this, have you ever had to get everybody on the line in a conference room or whatever and go around the room, is it WebSphere, is it servers, is it database, is it this, is it Kix, is it ZOS, is it whatever? And then somebody will say, wait a minute, guys, the problem has cleared itself. What that is automation, right? A major application went down, people react, but automation was doing what it was supposed to do and bring it back up. All this is visually seen through the service layer. Okay? Now, the final one we're going to talk about is TBSM here before we get into sort of the strategy sessions here. But Tivoli Business Service Manager aligns IT with the business, allowing you to prioritize resources based upon key performance indicators. So basically what it is, it's the visualization layer. And if you go on down to slide number 26, TBSM is that, right? That's what you look at. You look at a topology view. Now, obviously, it's much more than that, and that's an oversimplification. But here is what I want to tell you. If your customer is looking at service management or has an end game of service management in 5 years, 2 years, 20 years, whatever it happens to be, and you're out there talking about just OmegaMon and you're not selling the service management strategy and how all of it fits in, you need to be doing that. If your customer says, I want to do service management, and they said, you know what, I have, in this case, and we'll take the customer from a couple of days ago, I have my OmegaMon, I have my CMDB, which is HP, I have this, I have that, and it doesn't integrate, they're not going to get that strategic view, and things will just start lighting up in the service management layer if they don't have a correlation engine, if they don't have the data pump. So what happens is, Every potential piece of software that IBM has installed out there becomes a leverage point to help you sell somebody else or another product like OmegaMon. So let's go on to slide number 27. Now we're going to get into what ASG and TMON saying about TMON and BMC and CA. So ASG is targeting our OmegaMon install, and what they're saying is this: OmegaMon is overkill. TMON has just the features you need. What is that saying to a customer? Some customers are saying, okay, I don't need anything else. But that's saying, TMON is saying, or ASG is saying, I'm not as good as OmegaMon. I don't have the features that they have, right? In the event that I need that extra layer of a critical application to drill down at that deep layer, TMON's not going to have it. OmegaMon's going to get you there, right? That's number one. OmegaMon is expensive. TMON is cheaper. We'll fix your cost for 5 years. And I had him tell one customer, well, you know what? I know you like OmegaMon, but you're having budget issues right now. So why don't you switch to TMON because your budgets are tight now, and then what you're going to do is you can switch back to OmegaMon in a couple of years. I had actually a customer tell me that was the TMON approach. So if you look at that, why would they? Why would they what we opened with was the customers want to drive efficiencies, and they want to drive people out of the equations, why would you go back and take out your integration and everything else like that? Why would you do that? It doesn't make sense. So if you're having these type of conversations, you need to escalate your conversation higher in the organization and make sure you're telling the true value of the end-to-end solution, because that's key. All right, OmegaMon is difficult to use, and TMON is easier to use and navigate. I would say that that's probably true right now. OmegaMon is a little bit more difficult to install. TMON's got an easier interface, but it doesn't do what OmegaMon does, nor does it have the integration points. And one of the things that I want to call out here is that there is a study going on right now that we're going to look at all of our interfaces and see if we can improve them, or actually not see if we can. We are going to improve our user interfaces. As well as something else that we'll call out later is, I know difficult to use, and they'll hit the maintenance issues and things like that. We are putting all of our OmegaMons on the server pack, and that's going to take care of a lot of our issues, and we'll get to that in a minute. But the last thing that we see ASG saying out there collectively is that, you know what, there is no way you're going to get to the IBM integration strategy. It's not achievable. And the way you argue that back is yes and no. First of all, we have a lot of customers who are getting the integration benefit and the strategy and achieving it. But what the customers who fail at this do the following. What they do is they recognize that they want to get to that service management platform or that strategy, and what they do is they'll replace, okay, I'm going to replace this piece of software from a competitor with IBM. And what they do is they try to make, they take and all of the interfaces that the other product had, they just try to make the IBM product look and act just like that. And what you're doing is basically you're taking and you're not modernizing your system and coming up with new policies and procedures. You're just implementing the old ones on a new product. So when you're talking to customers out there, let them know that. The successful customers are following the IBM strategy, and they understand that things will have to change. And the unsuccessful companies, they want to get there, but they allow their end users or their implementers to go out there and say, you know what, I'm going to make, just an example, I'm going to make Tivoli Workload Scheduler for ZOS look and feel just like CA7. And all the efficiencies, forget about it, you know. It just doesn't make sense. So moving on to slide number 28. What's the truth about ASG? ASG is not investing in their products, all right? And I had this confirmed up in one of my appointments 2 weeks ago, where I made a statement to the customer and said, you know what, when was the last time you had a major release of TMON? And the guy fires back and he says, well, we haven't had a major release of Omegamon in a long time. I said, well, wait a minute. I said, let me talk about the investment we're making. And I talked about the service management strategy and the portals and everything we're doing with integration with Omegamon and system automation and everything that we're doing. And he conceded. He said, yep, you're right. You've done things. But he did say that TMON had not. He had used TMON at a different shop. So what they're doing is they're staying current on the OS, but they're not adding any features. And they're not really adding anything with the service management strategy. ASG is also having financial troubles, right? There was something out there in one of the trade magazines that said, actually on the Internet too, that ASG had cut the work week to 4 days per week, right? And they laid off a lot of development resources and moved to a telesales model to support the field sales force. Now, the first two are going to hurt them long term. The third one, probably not a bad idea, and here's the reason why. By moving to a telesales force, what they're doing is they are calling your customers on a daily basis, and they're talking to them about Omegamon. And they're talking to them about the portal, and they're talking to them about coming to, you know, if you've got somebody working the phones and they're making 30 calls a day, and you got a field salesperson who's got to go out and cover 40 products at 4 or 5 accounts, that telesales rep has the advantage, right, because they're continuously in touch. But what they do is once they get a customer interested, then they bring a field sales force involved. So they've reduced the number of field salespeople that they had, but they're supporting those people heavily with the telesales model. So that's not necessarily bad. And as we've already talked about, ASG is a weak integration story with service management. So, moving on to slide number 29. What is CA saying and doing? CA will not go head-to-head with us, with SysView, with Insight, with some of the products you're going to see on another slide in a minute. Why? Because they just don't have features, they don't have integration, you know, nothing. So their strategy is somewhat different. Their strategy is to include their monitors in all of their ELAs at no cost to the customer. Now, we know that's not true because if anybody's ever worked at CA or worked in the accounting area, you can't give stuff away. So they assign a value inside the ELA. What they do is they take a deeper discount on the other products to make this look like it's free. All right, so that's the way they do it. Then what they do is they sit there and they wait, and they look for opportunities where Omegamon might have a hiccup. Then they go back into that install base and they say, you know what, why don't you just use the SysView monitors and Insight and everything else like that, since they're included there for no additional cost. And you're right, we're not going to have the features and we're not going to have the integration, but, you know, just take a look at them. They're free. And we've had a lot of customers coming back to us and saying CA had included them for free in the organization, they have to take a look at them, or into their ELA and they have to take a look at them. So what is the end game for CA? The end game for CA is actually that middle bullet point, which should be at the bottom, which is CA, once they get these products installed, what they do is they come back the next ELA cycle, and then what they do is they say, okay, those products are no longer included for free. You're going to pay me for them, right? So that's their strategy. So moving on to slide number 30, what's the truth about CA? Their monitors don't integrate, right? SysView doesn't integrate with Insight, which doesn't integrate with Wiley, which doesn't integrate with Unicenter, which doesn't integrate with Spectrum, right? Most of their monitors are lacking features, right? SysView and Unicenter, they have a lot of features that are lacking a lot of features. And if you think about SysView as monitoring for IMS, ZOS, KIX, and MQ series. So they're missing a lot of features. So make sure you're pointing that out to customers if they're looking at them. And then, of course, they have a poor to no service management strategy at all. In fact, they're never in the service management conversations that we're having, right? Moving on to slide number 31. So what is BMC doing or saying? What they're doing is they're going back to the customers that IBM converted off of MainView over the past 5 years, and they're saying, did you ever get OmegaMon to work, right? Did you ever have problems with the IMS or DB2 product? How painful was that transition? Do you want to come back to us, right? They tell a service management story, right, that's similar to ours. They leverage Remedy everywhere they can, but from an OmegaMon point of view, from a MainView point of view, it's very weak. They really can't leverage that in through, an Omnibus or something like that, and CMDB federate the data. They say they can, but it's not very strong, right? And then, of course, they, like ASG, they utilize the telesales organization to identify OmegaMon replacements and come at you, right? So that's just to let you know what their sales strategy is. So the reason I'm sitting here talking about them trying to replace us and their sales strategy is, one, you got to be aware of your current customer base. You got to be aware to make sure that we're protecting that customer base. And if getting Terry Sokin and the development lab, they are more than willing to get involved in every situation. They fly to customer sites. They do hand-holding. They assign lab advocates. They do, we could not survive without these people. So just, make sure you're touching base with the customers. There have been a couple of situations where we have come across and the customer made a decision to get rid of our product, our OmegaMon product, and the sales reps didn't even know. So it's your responsibility to make sure that we know about these situations. If they're unhappy, escalate them. Okay? So moving on to slide 32. What's the truth about BMC? Well, first of all, you can't knock them on the patrol or remedy side because, you know what, they do a really good job leveraging that install base. But the service management strategy is largely wrapped around remedy, but doesn't include the MainView tools, right? So like I referenced before, they have no event correlation. So they can't tell that whole story. They break down in the middle, right? So when you're talking to them, you need to talk to them. They don't have a TEP, end-to-end TEP capability. So if your customer's merging, their organization, their performance groups, they don't have an end-to-end TEP capability. If they are, ask them, again, you have the graying of the workforce. What are you doing in that case to bring those people up to speed quicker, the new people up to speed quicker? And the answer is they don't have a TEP capabilities. Now, the one thing that they kind of did, which I think is actually it's good and bad, they abandoned their MQ monitor, which was MainView for MQ. Then they started reselling Kipasa, and then they ended up buying the product. But it's not integrated with the MainView suite. All right? So keep that in mind when you're going forward. Just because they bought Kipasa is a decent monitor, right? But it's not integrated. So you need to bring that forward and call that out to your customers. And then finally, the reason why most of the customers, or a lot of their customers, came to us off of MainView to go over to OmegaMon over the past 5 years was because they have a lot of problems keeping up with the currency and new releases. All right, they had when DB2 version 9 got released or whatever, 8 and 9, they couldn't keep up with it fast enough. So we had a lot of customers coming over. Same thing with CA. Okay? So now let's go on to slide number 33. Now that you know what they do, how do you really compete with them? Well, what you do is you take everything you've learned today, and what you do is you sell higher in the organization. You find the person who understands the value of service management, and that's where you're going to start, right? And you drive the value of integration at all layers of the organization. So what you're not going down is you do not want to go into, as my last bullet here, it says, go into the KIX DBA and try to sell them our KIX product against TMON, and they come up and they say, I need the TMON KIX trace facility, and get yourself into a feature function battle. Because we can come up with features that they don't have too. But what they'll do is they'll say, this is an important feature of mine, and they'll send that message right up. What you've got to do is drive it from the top and talk about the integration at all layers of the organization. And you've got to look, and for those of you who have never used ZSWAM before, inside of ZSWAM on the performance page is all of the performance products, mainframe and distributive, collectively there together. And the reason that they're there together is so that you can visually see what you can leverage. Like, you know, for example, if they have our CMDB and they have our TATM, but they don't have our TATM Z, well, there's an opportunity for you. And if they've got all the distributed Tivoli stuff, you should be telling the end-to-end service management story about how Omegamon fits in with the event pump into Omnibus and all of that, and tell that that's another advantage that we have that we're not exploiting a lot of times, right? You need to leverage the value of the TAP, all right? And we'll talk about a sales methodology for that in a minute. But, you know, you need to start leveraging the customized workstation spaces, the new user training. It's cheaper to hire point and clickers than it is 3270 skills, right? So that's something to keep in mind. Now, here's what I want to say. What I did was when I went in with these four accounts a couple of weeks ago, I asked the reps, what are the problems? You know, most of them were having portal problems, right, or had problems in the past. So some of them had they weren't getting the value out of Omegamon and things like that. So this is the way you kind of handle that stuff, but you got to do it up front, right? So you have to anticipate the objections and answer them before the competition brings them up. So, for example, they'll say, you know, no service management strategy, or actually we'll say, no service management strategy gets implemented without some bumps along the way. Think about this, all right? When we come out with the Tivoli Enterprise Portal, we had the portal enable all of our products. So we ran into some bumps, right? The good news is the bumps are being worked out. But the better news is that ITM and Omegamon and CAM and all these products now work together collectively, and you can start to, you know, dynamically, you know, link those workspaces together any way you want to, right, and get that common look and feel across all of your systems management products. And this is important now because what we see from customers out there, as they're merging these performance groups or storage groups or applications groups or whatever happens together, it's very important to get a common look and feel across all your tools, right? So you've fallen your sword about the previous portal problems, and what you do is you come right up to it as we're there. We've got it to a point where you can really start to exploit this technology. The next thing is, let's talk about, I was at one of my customer sites, we started talking about TBSM, and the woman, you know, said, yeah, we're looking at TBSM as a future, you know, into this or whatever, and I said, I get that. I said, but before she could say it, what I did was I said, well, how long could you look at TBSM? She said, 5 years. I said, did you ever run into the discovery problem? And she says, yeah, that was terrible. We could, you know, we had to manually put all the changes to the system in there. Yep, that was a problem. We've got that licked now, right? Anticipate what the objection is going to be and deliver it before they get a chance to deliver it to you. And then usually what I wrap up with, and this is actually a really good closer. In fact, to tell you the truth, we made a good sale on this last quarter on this point. But I usually end up saying, you know what, after 5 years of owning Omegamon, IBM is just getting around to adding Omegamon to the server pack, which is due out in September-ish time frame, right? And that's going to take care of a lot of maintenance issues that we have. So what happens is if the TMON people or the BMC people are coming in there and they're saying, you know what, Omegamon's hard to manage. You've just taken care of that. We're adding them to the server pack. Boom, okay? They come here and say that they've got portal problems. You've fallen on your sword. We had portal problems in the past. We had lots of products to integrate. It's working now. The efficiencies are there, let's go forward, right? But then end with something like this. The good news is that IBM continues to invest in these tools and the solutions have matured actually really well, all right? So let's take a look at some of the things that you can do to get to that next layer that's going to support your business goals. Slide number 35. So now what we want to do is we want to give you some qualifying questions to ask. So you'll notice that none of these are directly for Omegamon, but I'm going to show you how to back into them. Do you have a service management plan? If so, what is your current strategy to tie IT to the business? And have you run into any integration issues? Although that says to me initially TBSM, it has Omegamon screaming, right? Because if you can't tie in the mainframe part, alerting part, and the automation part, and the event management part, into that service management strategy, you're only getting part of that picture, right? So Omegamon is a key part of that. Although your question is really service management, Omegamon, TATM, all the products we looked at are a key piece of that. How are you addressing the aging of the ZOS workforce, right? And you're not going to talk to a DBA about that. You got to talk to the guy in charge of service management. Operations managers, directors, they understand this is a problem they're going to have to face. So what's happening is one of the guys told me up there, and it was actually all four of these appointments were in Canada, and one of them said, you know, that is something we have to worry about in the next 3 years because we got some key guys that are going to retire. So what does that tell you? That's Portal and Omegama, right? The next question, are you merging platform groups into cross-platform groups? We've been talking about that through this presentation, like putting performance groups together, storage groups together, automation, scheduling, event management, whatever. That is the Portal sitting on top. The performance would be Portal sitting on top of Omegamons and ITMs and CAMs, right? The storage group would be the advanced tools on the mainframe side, the TSM and TPCs sitting in TEP, right? So all of it goes, we've got a great story. You need to tell the whole story. Do your current platform monitors integrate? That's a TEP Omegamon issue. And then finally, do you have a CMDB strategy? Have you already selected it? Have you tried to upgrade it? That's a key thing because other CMDBs don't upgrade very easily. You have to rebuild them. Do you have to rebuild all of your CIs when you upgrade it? And was mainframe integration part of the initial design or an afterthought? And 9 times out of 10, you'll find out that the mainframe was an afterthought. And it's like, holy crap, we got to this point and we really can't do anything more than we've done. 36. We're rounding out the call here, so guys, hang on and we'll get you to your questions. So, prepare for the call. Here's what we want you to do. We want you to review all of the products that they use from IBM, right, that you can leverage. So we're going to look in ZSWAM, and if you don't have access to ZSWAM or you don't like the ZSWAM database and you keep all this manually, put them all together. So write down what do they use for all of the Omegamons. Here's my biggest problem I have. When I go out there and I talk to reps, they'll have these checkboxes that say Omegamon. Well, Omegamon is what? A whole bunch of different products. They might have Omegamon for ZOS and ASG for Kix and whatever. Those are opportunities. You don't call a box and the Omegamon box green just because they have one Omegamon. You need to make sure that you're calling out every single monitor to make sure that you're prospecting for every single monitor, right? So that these become leverage points. So now what you're doing is you're looking at the whole things collectively. The next thing you want to do is you want to talk to the ESR, the CSSR, or the client team to find out what you don't know, right? And you want to look at sometimes you can leverage a competitive install. The other thing of it is you want to plan your sales strategy before you make this call. So now that you've identified everything, you say, okay, what is my sales strategy? Don't go in there and call the customer, hey, I'd like to talk to you about replacing TMON with Omegamon and I can save you money. That's not going to happen, guys. All right, 9 times out of 10, or actually 99 times out of 100, it doesn't happen. Those days are gone. We really need to sell the value. So what you do is after you plan your strategy and you got in your mind what it is you're going to do, right, the next thing you want to do is you want to identify the person in charge of operations or service management over mainframe, distributed, and network. All right, and that's key because that's the person that will recognize the value of everything we just talked about. And then finally, don't start with the DBAs, right? Because you can get drug into a feature function battle. What you want to do is you want to talk about everything that you need to do in the service management strategy. Let's move on to slide 37. So once you've identified the right person and formulated your strategy, here's what I want you to do. I want you on the back of a piece of paper, or if you're in a conference room on a whiteboard, I want you to whiteboard your solution that you feel comfortable delivering it, right? And I want you to include the products you know the customer feels will be strategic integration points into your solution. I want you to include what unique products are that you want to include, unique features or functions or products, like, for example, NetCool Omnibus. If you're going against CA, they don't have anything like that. BMC, they don't have anything like that. You know, so what you do is you really go, that'll be a key linchpin for you, right? So you want to include that into your overall architecture on your little scratch piece of paper. And then I want you to note the business drivers on the bottom of that page that says, you know what, these are the points, these are 3 or 4 or 5 things that I really need to get across. Based on my discussions at this company, these are the things that I think will help me out a lot. And then write down strategic applications, right, to their organization, and draw that strategic application. So instead of it being WebSphere, it's actually ABC on WebSphere, right? And then most importantly, be prepared to deliver your whiteboard solution if you can. I was at a site, the 4 Omegamon calls that went on, one had a whiteboard. I got up to the whiteboard and just started whiteboarding things. There's another customer didn't have a whiteboard. We were sitting in the director of operations, we just grabbed a bunch of white pieces of paper, 8x11, and started scratching them out, right? A picture's worth 1,000 words. So be prepared to do that. Slide number 38. Set up the meeting with the decision maker and deliver your message, all right? Don't mention any products. We're not talking products at this point. But what you're talking is integration of the performance monitors across platforms, right? How other customers are addressing the aging of the workforce, right? And, of course, your answers are going to be leveraged toward the TEP. Why is it important to consider a single-vendor solution? What you can do is say, you know, I was out or I heard about a customer who had made a decision to have an HP CMDB and the Discovery and found out they couldn't really integrate that with the end-to-end solution that they had envisioned. And their comment was they wish they had gone to an end-to-end solution or a single-vendor solution, right? Getting back to our original slides. And then you want to talk about the value of ZOS in the composite application world. If you've got any customers that are building cloud computing, I have a very, very large customer that actually is in the process of building a cloud, and they had given no consideration to anything on Z. And they allowed their distributed ITIL person, people to go out there and build that cloud for them, but had done nothing for Z, and they were like, oops, made a mistake, got to go back and redo that. So you need to make sure that you're out there in front of these guys selling this. Finally, before we open up for questions, if you need help to create a strategy, give me a call. You know, it takes less than 30 minutes. We'll Z-SWAM some data. We'll put it on a single slide, and what we'll do is we'll say, okay, this will be your strategy. And then what we'll do is if you need help getting this message across, I can travel with you. You know, there are other people in the organization that can travel with you to get this message across at the high level. And we'll identify any of those resources for you. So at that point, we're done. And what I'd like to do is ask Christina to open up the line for questions. Christina?
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your request, please press star 2. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1.
Crickets, huh?
Yeah, no questions. That's very unusual. You've got Terry Sokin and Susan Rice on the phone.
I just wanted to reemphasize or reiterate what he mentioned, and that's that we're very active with our customer base. So should you have any questions, I'm probably known for my email habit, but certainly reach out, and we will make sure to get engaged and help you. I think Steve is absolutely right. We are investing in Omegamon. It is strategic. We've maintained our developer base on this product set. We've maintained a lot of our skills and passion for our product and stuff. But he's also right that it lays an important foundation for us in the new world with the whether it's the event pump and discovery technologies or the ITKM for transactions, which is really an exciting space. You know, if you think about Tatum and what he laid out for you is that kind of that plumbing diagram. What we can do then with the ITKM for transactions and do some stitching to follow unit of work and deep dive into the Omegamon, nobody can do that. So,
we did have a question queue up, and it comes from Steve Grotzinger.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Good, Steve. You may get this a lot. I found at least 3 mainframes, and all 3 of them are, well, we're getting rid of this thing in less than a year, and we don't even want to talk about it. You got any magic for that?
Are you talking about these are small mainframes that are getting off, they want to get off the mainframe?
Yeah, in fact, they claim they are actively going to get off the mainframe. It's not that we want to. We will. It's not worth talking about.
Okay, and I take it there's no Z Linux strategy or Linux on Z strategy?
I don't know. I haven't heard one.
All right. Here's what I would do. There are people in Dot Alexander's organization. One of them is Lori Bucciarelli,
mm-hmm.
and they that's a lot of what they do is they give the value of Z pitch. What I would do is, I mean, you can always come to us and we'll you know point you in the right direction. But I would say Lori Bucciarelli's group would be a good one to point to in that solution to help save that platform. Certainly, we can do it and we will do it. But they have a message that I have seen that talks about the value of Z. And they have turned several organizations around.
Okay, thanks.
Terry, did you have something else to comment there?
Oh, I was just going to say we have several studies that will even help them if the issue is justifying their, you know, use of the box on its value to the organization, you know, some TCO studies, our usage and accounting management has true economics papers out there and stuff that will help them explain the hype that's out there, maybe by Oracle or Sun now, or depending on who's, why are they leaving and where are they going, would be really good to get us engaged.
And there's one more thing, which is the portfolio review analysis, where they go out there and they'll look, and if the customer's saying that it's a platform expense decision, what they can do is look at that and decide, are there ways to consolidate your vendors, are there ways to get rid of products, duplicates, things like that, and that's a free study offered to all ZOS customers.
Yeah, I remember that one well. Thanks.
Sure. Thanks for the question.
Our next question comes from Terry Brown.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Terry.
I've got a quick question. I had a call on Friday with a customer. It's actually Shelter Insurance, and they're looking at Velocity for Linux ZVM.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really having problems competing with such a point solution. I know the greater strategy, but this customer, is, unfortunately, they attack problems in piecemeal, and I have tried multiple times to set up a larger service management strategy discussion with them and continually keep getting shut down for various reasons, which I can share with you later on. But how... And one of the things I want to know is, do we have any customers that we have as references for the OmegaMon ZVM?
Yeah, we do. We do.
Okay.
We
that's.
Do.
I need those desperately.
Okay. Yeah, just get in touch with Raymond Sun, S-U-N, in Los Angeles, and he has them. We heard a lot of hype going on that even IBM wasn't using the OmegaMon, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, we're out at Share this week, and we've got people prepped up to be able to answer any questions like that. But, yeah, we definitely have reference accounts.
Good, because that's one of the things that this customer referenced, is that they contacted Share and they contacted CMG, and everybody kept telling them Velocity was the greatest thing ever. And I said, I don't agree with that, especially when you look at the larger.
Well, I'll tell you something else you can do, Terry. In that case specifically, Velocity, you're right, they do have a lot of people that just deal with VM and things like that. They've been doing it for 20 years or whatever. So what we did is we did a game changer in the ATS lab, and you can talk to a guy by the name of Mike Sine, S-I-N-E. Okay. And what he did was he helped build a demo that does performance automation. So what we can do is we can show them how the combination of Operations Manager for ZVM and OmegaMon for ZVM and Linux on Z actually can do performance automation. So now what you're trying to do is shift the playing field of just looking at automation and looking at performance automation.
Perfect.
And that's a demo that I think, who's Tony? Tony Liu is your SE?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, he can do that demo.
Perfect, okay, because this customer wants to see a demo. They want to talk to customer references, so perfect.
Yep.
Terry, this is Susan Rice. You know that you can open a service catalog record on that and ask for references, and it would go directly to Rice on for that request.
Okay.
That's a good point, Susan. Why don't you take 30 seconds and tell them about the CDPO and how they can log things and what's available to them.
All right. Well, the competitive office, Civilly Competitive Action Team, has a competitive wiki, and we also have a service catalog where you can request competitive information and help on any competitive situation you run into involving Civilly products. And with the Z stuff, we actually have people from product management and development and the SMPO all connected, so that if you open up one of these records, it will be a one-shot. It emails automatically to the people who are the SMEs for the type of product and situation that you're asking for. So you don't have to go writing emails to 100 different people to try to find the right source for your information.
And all those resource requests are tracked to make sure they go to final dispensation too. So the good news, it doesn't go to email, you know, void.
Right. I keep an eye on them all the time, and we also use that to notify software group at the Steve Mills level how the competitive kind of situations we're running into, so that if we need to be able to do something at a higher level, we have that visibility by using that system.
Thank you.
Sure. Any other questions?
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1.
All right, operator, it sounds like that we're done questions. So at this point, we'll end the call. Thanks a lot for everybody's attention and joining the call. If you have any questions at all, please feel free to reach out. There are a lot of resources available to you, and we're eager to help you win in Q4 and Q3 also. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
This concludes today's conference call. You may disconnect at this time.